Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Everything's great. And we hope everybody out there, wherever or whenever you are listening to this podcast, we hope you're all doing well.
Hope you're all doing well. And welcome to our rapid fire show of the week, our libtard potpourri. Dave, we have a grab bag full of topics for our followers out there, don't we, today?
It's a grab bag. It's a grab bag. Now, speaking of grabbing, you're not going to be doing much grabbing at this Christmas, apparently, because the supply chain be broke.
Ooh, the supply chain, another manufactured emergency courtesy of the Biden hocus pocus, yeah, the 84 million most popular president ever regime.
It's the flim flammer. It's the flim flammer. So a lot of things going on here, and I'm trying to rationalize it. And you know, these very serious news people on in MSNBC, it's because there's such a demand now for supplies over. That's why we have a backlog, because we want to buy. We're such consumers.
Yep.
So the only thing I'm going to give them is this. A couple years ago, state of California, being the progressive state that we are, they passed this kind of, we didn't vote on it, but now all trucks going into the port have to have lower emission standards.
Okay.
Could that be part of the problem? Or could it be the fact that, there was a directive from the Biden administration to slow things down. So we saw some amazing videos over the last couple of days, Frank, right? Where we actually had videos of truckers sitting in the city of LA port,
yep,
down there in El Segundo.
Right.
And complete quiet. In other words, the trucks are there, dozens and dozens of trucks.
Dozens of them, yeah.
And nothing's being offloaded.
Yeah, we've seen video of it. I posted it on her social media accounts, Dave, as you saw. It was sent to us, dozens and dozens and dozens of trucks in San Pedro, the port of Long Beach. There's 70-odd freighters out there. And honestly, I think this is very, very simple. When you start digging a little bit, this is a manufactured crisis. This is another manufacturer crisis. We're just getting through the last manufacturer crisis of COVID, fake COVID. And now we're getting into another one. Why? So they can keep the perpetual state of emergency going, go from one state of emergency to another. They want to keep autocratic power, no more power to the people. This way they can have executive orders from governors like Newsom and Biden, and they can do the Department of Labor OSHA requirement, 100 person, got to get the jab thing, all under the guise of the emergency authorization, emergency regulations. It's a manufactured crisis, which is why it is awesome when DeSantis, governor of Florida, David, you probably saw this, came out and said, hey, you guys don't want to offload in California. Newsom has obviously got Biden's behind on this one. He's like, yeah, we'll slow things down for you, big brother, as long as I can be like, can I be in the running for like president one of these days? Or can I like,
because right,
we know that's what Newsom wants to do. So basically Biden's directed him to do that. So they've slowed things down. And DeSantis comes out and says, hey, we got a whole coastline full of ports, Port of Miami, Jacksonville, all the way up, Fort Lauderdale. Come on through the, the canal there, or whatever it is, cut across.
Panama Canal, sure.
Exactly. Panama Canal, come on up and offload. And I think all of a sudden, I think Psaki's in the White House going, holy shit, now what do I do?
Yeah,
now what do I tell Joe, wait, wake up, get up from your nap. What do we do now?
I just love how they actually had to have assemble some real experts. And what did they determine after they sat down, these real brainiacs? How can we free up the supply chain? Oh, let's make everybody work more. So they got on the horn with the Port of LA executive director down there in the port, said, hey, we're the Biden administration. Can you guys work harder?
Right.
Is that at all possible? Yeah, which harder, is a bunch of flim flam, because they're the ones that have kind of backed things up anyway.
Yeah.
And the other thing about, and people are unaware, but around here, the unions are very powerful.
Sure.
And they talk to their masters and lords, no doubt. And somebody is pulling their chains.
Yeah. Well, the Longshoremen's Union, which is the guys who run the ports, that is one of the most powerful unions that's out there. And obviously there's some connectivity happening in the back there, David. I'm not sure if you saw this. I think, first of all, people remember the guy named Pete Buttigieg. Anybody remember that guy? Do you remember Pete Buttigieg?
Mayor Pete
from South Bend, Indiana. He was a mayor of a small town in Indiana, ran for president, didn't pull over 1%. He's now the Secretary of Transportation. Ooh. He's also gay. Not sure if you know that. Not that it really matters too much, but he is. But here's the funny thing. So you've had this so-called supply chain crisis, ships off the port, can't unload stuff. Kids can't get their like dragon outfits for Halloween, whatever it is. Where's Pete Buttigieg been? he's been off on paid paternity leave with a P for the last 2 months, and he's going to take two more months right in the middle of a supply chain crisis because he's having a nice little couple of babies with his daddy, partner. Husband, partner, friend, or whatever you call it in today's secular America, breaking up.
And I like how he had to take a break after 8 months. He's been on the job. Actually, it wasn't even, it was 7 months.
Six, seven months.
It's, I'm fatigued. I've been working too hard. Yeah. I need 2 months off to take care of my new babies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm not sure how the timing works on that since it's two guys. There wasn't exactly like one of them wasn't pregnant. So I don't know. Maybe it was like a delivery issue from, you know, China in terms of where the babies, I don't even know where they came from, but, It sure as hell one thing. One of them wasn't having it. That's for sure. Anyways, no. Buttigieg, totally unqualified to be doing what he's doing. A successful mayor, barely by all accounts, of a small town in Indiana. Now Secretary of Transportation. Dave, here's the breakthrough headline. He did an interview with CNN this past weekend, took a little time out to do this. Here's the big time quote. Let me find it for you. It's killer. It's like it's genius. It's Einstein kind of stuff. Quote, supply chain crisis, Buttigieg says, will continue into next year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dave, it's going to continue for another more than 2 months. Can you believe that? What an Einstein this goofball is.
Wow. Very. He must be using magic eight ball to figure that one out. here's what Reagan did. And this is also another, you need a magic eight ball for this. Cut regulations and cut taxes. Jeez, isn't it amazing what good things happen when you do that?
Yeah. When people push back, people remember when Reagan and the air traffic controllers in the 80s, like, yeah, we don't like our pay, we don't like our jobs. Oh yeah, really? You don't like your pay, you don't like your jobs? Okay, 8,000 of you are fired as of tomorrow if you don't show up for work. You're essential workers. We have to have airplanes landing in the United States and flying around. So goodbye. You're gone. You're all gone. And that was one of the greatest moves of all time.
I love it. Here's another shocker. So back in the day, you would think, well, let me see. To compete on a female sports team, you had to have ovaries and be a female.
Sounds
and
fine to me.
If you wanted to compete in a male sports team, you had to have a penis. Yes, I did say the P word right there.
There we go. Thank you.
And various
first time other, in 64 shows.
And that's first time for me. Yes, I had to break. Yeah. So down there in Texas, they actually had this is right out of if this was in a comedy act, I would say no. It's
right.
But the legislation in down there in Texas actually had to sign a law. Okay. They had somebody to write this up, pass it. And it was only 19 to 12. It was, you know, it was House Bill 25. It, you know, it's not exactly a blowout. 19 to 12, kind of close.
Right.
That basically said, yes, to compete on sports, that you have to correspond to the gender listed on your birth certificate that was assigned at or near the time of birth. In other words, if you decide when you're 17 to change,
Yeah, it's not near. Yeah, that crosses the line on the near part. Yeah.
But Lord, you had to pass a law for that?
It's, well, in some of these woke counties and states and whatnot, indeed, we have to. Let's move on. I'm over here at the Gateway Pundit, Dave. More breaking news on this AG Garland situation. You know, of course, his son-in-law, as we've spoken about in previous podcasts, is promoting that CRT software all around the country, which has been funded by Zuckerberg and his wife. Breaking today, Attorney General Garland's wife worked at heavily classified defense contractor E-Systems. And guess what E-Systems focused on, Dave, primarily last year, the 2020 election. So they were the highest level of security clearance. They were focused on issues around the election and security. I'm just reading this off of the news story now, election-related security items. And strangely enough, the attorney general's wife was a consultant to this company. There's more to come on this story, folks. This is, I mean, we have two, what I call Dave, dual track tyranny happening here.
Yes.
One with the son-in-law and one with the wife. Garland is history. And it's no wonder we didn't want him as a Supreme Court person back during the Obama time. This dude is the definition of swamp creature.
Yeah. Talk about corrupt. What a monster that guy is. Keep him away from anything. So the quicker he goes down, the better. I hope they have hearings and they will. Hey, did you happen to hear about this insurrection up in DC, Frank?
I think it was around January the 6th. Yeah, or
January
something.
6th. No, I'm not. Actually, there's another one that maybe a lot of people didn't hear about where 55 demonstrators were arrested. Oh. Several police officers were hurt, and they caused thousands of dollars in damage.
Oh,
that was the bunch of the left-wing crazy activists that were dubbed People versus Fossil Fuels that barged into the Interior Department.
Get
I cannot believe this
here.
Happened. It was not even touched
not
by CNN.
Not a peep on the mainstream media. Nothing.
This is just, okay, we're recording this on Sunday. This is only 4 days ago.
Yeah.
I guarantee 99% of Americans did not hear about this.
I didn't even hear about it. I mean,
they forced their way inside the Interior Department on Thursday.
Yeah.
Tore the place to shreds.
Yeah. Which is a federal building in
federal
Washington, D.C.
They
so federal
there,
laws
they,
apply.
They sat down there illegally. Caused all kind of mayhem. 55 arrested. And nothing to see here. Move along, right?
Nothing to see here. Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Dave, thanks for bringing that story to us. And folks, make sure you circulate that on social media because, boy, that story is getting underreported big time. Dave, I'm looking at this story kind of up your alley a little bit in the media world. Uh-oh. Amazon-owned IMDb, for folks who don't know, IMDb kind of does like thumbs up or down and ratings and stuff for movies and TV shows and whatnot. So Amazon-owned IMDb steps in to artificially boost ratings on the Fauchisms movie. Dr. Fauci, more lies from the elite. So apparently Fauci made a National Geographic documentary about the whole thing around COVID and with him and his egocentric personality and all this stuff. And it got like a pathetic 2 out of 10 rating or something. And the people at Amazon and Bezos, people were calling him and like, Jeff, this is no good. Fauchism's getting a 2 out of 10 rating. We got to change the numbers here. What can we do? Jeff's like, I got a bald head and I can do anything I fucking want because I'm a multi-gazillionaire and I just went to space with Captain Kirk. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change your ratings up from a 2 to a 5.8. And overnight, baby, that rating Fauchism movie went from a 2 to a 5.8. Good for you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you so much.
National Geographic created the documentary owned, by the way, of course, by Disney.
Yeah.
And it's funny how this all came out. You know, it takes a few months to get this together at the peak of the distrust of Fauci, how
right.
even a lot of the normies out there
right.
Have finally said, you know, maybe Fauci's a little bit not quite honest, where we've known he's been a corrupt fool for, you know, 2 years now.
Right.
So
right.
And they do the same thing, by the way, to a site called Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, sure.
Where they're left wingers that run that. But if the people don't like something that they want to praise, they change those numbers. Believe
100%,
me.
100%.
And speaking of changing.
Yeah.
Our main man, Superman, the man from Krypton,
the man,
Cal,
Man of Steel,
the Man of Steel. He's got a new motto. Thanks
new
to
motto.
Our friends at
you
Warner
can't
Brothers.
Change the motto of Superman. It's been around since the beginning of time.
Thanks to our friends at Warner Brothers who own DC Comics. Used to be the iconic motto was truth, justice, and the American way.
I love it. Love it.
Nope, not anymore.
Now not anymore.
Now it's truth, justice, and a better tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, you left-wing douchebags at the Warner Brothers.
I'm shocked they didn't slip in like in for a more equal justice tomorrow or more progressive tomorrow or something like that.
Truth, social justice, and more better tomorrow for the LGBTQZ crowd.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, all I can say is F that. And I just want to keep, I'm going to keep chanting F Joe Biden and let's go Brandon and
let's
all the rest
Brandon.
Of it. And I just could not even care. They can change the names. They can tear down statues. They can pull Jefferson out of New York City Hall. I don't give a shit what they do. We stand for America. And that is it, dude. I'm going to leave you with one last story. I got over Please. Here at the Gateway Pundit. This story as a dad really pissed me off. And for all the parents listening out there, I'm sure it will too. New York City judge restricts unvaccinated father from visiting his 3-year-old daughter. Dave, this is just disgusting. This is I'm going to say this guy's name too on the air. This judge, his name is Matthew Cooper. Matthew Cooper, you guys can go check him out. A New York City judge has officially taken away a Long Island father's right to see his young daughter in person because he has not taken the jab. So now, in order to see his 3-year-old, the father must either get vaccinated or they're putting him through some kind of convoluted, you know, weekly phony fake PCR test, which is what we know. It's totally fake. The threshold is set at fake levels. That's why they're getting so many diagnoses, you know, to get biweekly antigen tests and so forth. Dave, this is just disgusting. This is the tyranny this is the tyranny of men. This is the tyranny of evil. This is where the world goes wrong. And these people can and must be held to account.
It's time to push back, baby. Push back.
The big pushback. Dave, great to see you for a rapid fire liberal potpourri libtard po on the popo. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast platforms of choice, everybody. Apple, Google, where else are we? Pandora, Spotify, all over the place. Gab Getter and MeWe, stay away from Twitter. Stay away from Facebook. Dave, we'll see you down the road.